guacamole. It's mocha latte time. Coming to you live from the Flying Dutchman, literally driving down the road for a first ever on the road show broadcast. This week, the coffee scene in Augusta and interview with our surprise guest coming up. So, welcome to Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World. This is Circus Boy Nathan Slayball coming to you live from the Flying Dutchman RV. And this week, we are driving, as I speak, I am driving the Flying Dutchman down Route 20 West towards Atlanta, about 40 miles outside Atlanta. What this podcast is, every week I give you a local update on the coffee scenes and what's happening in that local town where I'm visiting, and just a little something on the circus, and interview someone who likes coffee every week. So this week we're going to get right into it. Our special interviewees, actually, is going to be through the miracles of technology. We're going to have a call-in interview, and it's actually going to be a group of people. So I'm going to get right straight into the interview this week before we get to talk about coffee in Augusta, Georgia. So let me pull them up on the phone here and see if this is historical for the Best Mocha Latte podcast here. Never before been done. All right, here we go. See if anybody's home. It should be. It's ringing. It's ringing again. Hope they're there. Hello? Anybody home? I think we might get sent a voicemail.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, you guys are there.
Oh, I got it.
Are you guys there? Hey, still awake. That's good to hear. Good to hear. Well, welcome to Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World. Go around, everyone that's there. I don't know how many people are there. Go around and everybody say say your name, introduce yourself, and say hello.
Go ahead. You're speaking with John Luntz. I'm an Aquarius.
He likes long walks on the beach.
Yo, yo, this is the Slaybaugh bro, Ben.
Okay, close relative, that's scary.
Julie, your cousin.
Okay, we got Julie.
The others are off making food, but they'll be with us shortly.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome to the podcast, Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World. Even though, who was it? Kristen, she didn't know what a podcast was, right?
Right, right. That's correct.
Well,
how is the search going, by the way?
Say again?
How is the search going?
It's going well, actually. If you remember, well, I'll fill everyone in here listening. I was up visiting you, John, a couple months ago, I guess, and we tried a couple places out there in Grand Rapids, didn't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you found a pretty good one, as I remember.
Yeah, yeah. What's your favorite in town there, in Grand Rapids, Michigan?
I'm sort of biased on this because I had two roommates who worked at the local Beaners there, and so that was kind of pretty much our hangout spot.
Okay.
And really... only place we went to.
Okay.
You know, we had to stay.
Oh. I hear. So everybody who's there on the other line, does everybody like coffee, or do we have anybody anti-coffee?
We have one person that's anti-coffee here.
Uh-oh.
Out of six of us. So
she says it stunts your growth.
Well, we if you have to listen to the podcast from last week, because I interviewed a guy who drank it when he was young, and he ended up being 6'6". So, that's not true. I don't think it stunts your growth. Okay, so
yeah.
Okay. So everybody there likes coffee. Let's go around and everyone tell me what your favorite thing to drink, if it's like a latte or a cappuccino or just a regular cup of coffee, black.
Yeah, I prefer iced coffee black. That's my drink of choice.
Iced coffee black, all right.
Yeah, right before I go to my job as a lumberjack.
As a lumberjack. Okay.
I think I like a good latte with some French vanilla flavoring. Although recently I had some black mocha nut fudge coffee, which was very good and has some influence in my way of life recently. So.
Okay. Very cool.
And I like. This is Julie. I like a good latte.
Okay. Just straight up latte, no sugar, no chocolate or anything else, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Cool. I think we're still missing one or two there.
Yeah. This is Sarah.
Uh huh.
And I tend to be a fan of mochas, pretty much. Mocha lattes are good.
Yeah? Have you had any good mocha lattes recently?
Not recently, no. My school, college mocha lattes aren't the greatest. Although Dickinson College does have a pretty good one at their little...
Really? Really? Okay.
Yeah, you have to check it sometime.
Okay. Now, amongst you all, I know that, like, all... for everyone listening... everyone on the other side of the line, they're from various parts of the United States, on the East Coast. I think everybody there is East Coast, right?
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Okay. Okay. We have I think, one West Coast transplant there. But, so do you guys have any favorite coffee shops that you have visited on the East Coast?
Ongoing conversation in Philadelphia region about which is the better coffee place for a quick grab it and go coffee, Wawa or Dunkin' Donuts. Do you have an opinion, Nate?
Wawa or Dunkin' Donuts? That's a tough.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. In my experience, when I went to school in Philly, Dunkin' Donuts, they were 24 hours, and I had one right across the street from me my sophomore year. And I liked the cream and sugar, you know, the coffee with the cream and sugar, because they just dump it in there. So it's real sugary drink, and it's good when you're pulling an all-nighter when you procrastinated on that semester paper. So
everybody likes the cream and sugar at Dunkin' Donuts, but the problem is Wawa truly has the more robust flavor of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. I think Wawa has more of a selection, don't they, in the flavored coffees. Yeah.
And our cappuccino is delicious at Wawa.
That's true.
So I have to say Wawa all the way, even though it's not like your little coffee shop. It doesn't have the tender moments and lovely atmosphere, but good quality coffee at Wawa.
Yeah, and they don't have free Wi-Fi, which... In my position, is a good thing. I'm traveling all the time. Now, I want to go around everybody there. I want a vote of do you prefer flavored coffees or just straight up regular coffee. What I mean is, you know, would you prefer like an almond flavored coffee, or would you prefer just, you know, a regular Ethiopian coffee?
All right. And hey, this is John. I just have one real quick comment. It should be noted that Heather owns stock in Wawa. So I just like a plain Tanzanian Peabody for me.
Point taken, John. Very good point taken. Okay, I'm probably going to have hate mail now from Dunkin' Donuts, but all right. So back to the question. I want to take a vote. Does everyone prefer the flavored coffees or the straight up like just the regular, you know, like dark or, you know, French roast without the flavorings in it?
There's discussion going on.
Yeah, we're taking a vote.
Okay.
Nate, this is Kristen. I'm the anti-coffee.
Yes, the anti-anarchist of coffee.
Anti-coffee
yeah.
Only. I just want to give my 2 cents here. The only thing that I think I can tolerate drinking is a good gas station French vanilla cappuccino. Or I am definitely a recent fan of the strawberry frappuccinos from Starbucks.
Strawberry frappuccinos, okay.
Large cream is 710 calories.
Oh, you counted out the calories and everything?
It's on their website.
Oh, I see.
Nate, this is silly. How are you going to decide what the best latte is? I mean, is this going to be a Democratic majority rules? I'm just curious.
Well, if you listen to the podcast, I have a couple criteria. Basically, I have a bean scale. That's a good question that you asked, because I'm sure some of the other people listening are wondering the same thing. It's I have a bean scale. I rate every drink on a scale of 1 to 5 beans. And every drink has a couple factors. One of them is the foam on the top and how tight the foam is, whether it's a loose foam, tight foam, or if there's no foam at all, because every good latte should have a nice, good foam on it.
Who decides that a good latte should have foam?
Well, the standard that I have an ideal in my head of the best mocha latte, and it has good foam to it. Because that's if you look it up on the internet, you can go to the Specialty Coffee Association, or if you look at the World Barista Championships, you know, they talk about, you know, what the quintessential latte per se is. So it has, I go by for my scale, good smooth foam, you know, little bubbles, tight bubbles, they call it like a microfoam. And then it has to be balanced between the espresso taste, the chocolate taste, and the milk taste. It has to be a good balance, and it can't be an over, you know, a domination of any of the flavors in the drink. And then also, if it is served in a to-go cup, or I call it an in-house cup, which is in-house cup, you know, is like a mug, because I think part of the experience of enjoying a latte, if you're dining in, is being able to drink it out of a mug rather than a styrofoam cup that, you know, you could get at any McDonald's or anything like that. Yeah.
We have some skeptics here that believe that your argument may not hold up in the federal court of law. We won't mention it. It starts with H and ends with Heather. But, are there any true sources of documentation on this, or other studies, maybe other studies that have been done that you could reference?
Well, I'll tell you what, the quest that I've embarked on, to my knowledge, and if anyone out there listening knows any different, please, by all means, email me or call in on the call-in line. But to my knowledge, no one has ever tried to document the mocha lattes ever in the world, to my knowledge. So this is truly groundbreaking territory here that we're embarking in. So there's not necessarily a guidebook per se.
We're thinking a good webpage to your website might be anything that you do find, any sources or definitions.
Okay.
Including the Webster's Dictionary or... Okay. Okay, so the was it? The Barista Championship.
Yep.
That you had mentioned, we might be a valid source, so maybe, you know, that
yeah,
could be a
the
possibility.
Yeah, the World Barista Championships, yes. They were held in Bern, Switzerland this year. Yes.
Yeah, hey, Nate, this is John here. I just wanted to thank you for finding this good place and finding this cup of coffee for us. And, yeah.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. So, do we ever come up with a consensus on the flavor coffees or the plain coffees?
Well, I'd like to ask, when you say flavored coffees, are these flavored by syrup or flavored beans? I mean, there's a couple different ways of making. I know Dunkin' Donuts, I believe, flavored
good
by
question,
syrup.
Good question. Flavored beans. Echo. Anybody
there? I feel like a good natural, you know, coffee in the nude type of thing. You know, nothing covering up the true taste, but you know, some flavored coffees aren't really that bad.
True.
You know, sometimes if a place doesn't have a good natural flavor, maybe it's good to go with try a more sophisticated flavor. That was a hint from someone else. And just to add to the record, I did have a iced latte from a French cafe, small French cafe in downtown Bethesda, Maryland last week. And we'll mention that it really wasn't that good. So for any listeners that happened to be down there, owned by French people and was true French coffee, according to the management of the facility and town officials.
Would you like to name the cafe for all the listeners in Bethesda, Maryland?
I actually don't remember the name of the cafe. I don't think that would be possible at this time. If you want to check back with me in, say, 5 years, I might get back there again, but we'll see.
All right, we'll Google it and get back to me on that, all right, Ben? Good. Yeah. Well, did we ever make a consensus here on the flavored coffees as opposed to natural coffees? I'm going for a yay or a nay. Do we have a vote?
Hey, yes, we have 5-4 regular, and we have 0. Yes. The anti-coffee, which is voting neither.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's our consensus. It looks like go with the regular taste, like
all
regular
right,
flavor.
So the regular old beans went out. Okay, very cool. That about wraps it up, guys. One more question. Have you guys checked out the new... When I was in Pennsylvania, which is where you guys are right now, last time I was there... They had started serving espresso drinks from the Sheetz gas stations, like real out of an espresso machine. Out of an espresso machine. Have you guys experienced that yet?
No, we haven't seen that.
Okay. Because when I was up in State College here, when the show went through there. About 3 or 4 months ago, the inside there they had a guy making espresso drinks from with a real espresso machine, and I have to say, Sheetz doesn't make as crazy as it sounds. Sheetz doesn't make too bad a mocha latte.
Okay. Hey, I
what's that?
Yeah, you're speechless.
I thought I heard silence on the other end of the line.
I will mention that I think the best cup of coffee I've ever had, I guess it would be a an espresso, more of an espresso with cream, would be in the Dominican Republic at the Rio Resort, Puerto Plata, the European chain resort. And they had an espresso machine there that when you mix a shot of espresso and fill the rest of your cup with milk, that was the best flavor I have ever had. I don't remember what kind of machine they had, but I thought about calling them to find out, because it was extremely good.
Let me get this right. It was a shot of espresso and then like pretty much a shot of milk?
Probably 4 ounces of espresso, 4 ounces of milk. And it was a 2% milk that was mixed, and it was not steamed, not curdled, not yellow.
Yeah, that's non-yellow milk, like yellow snow. That's good that it's not yellow.
Good thing to steer away from.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Cool. What about just kind of wrap this up here for you guys. Everyone else at the table, where's the best cup of coffee or espresso drink that you've ever had? Where'd you have it?
I'd say the best cup of coffee I've had at a Green Berry Coffee and Tea Company.
Can you say that again, John? You're breaking up a little bit there.
Yep.
Okay. And everybody else? Echo. Everybody else? Hello? You guys still there? Uh-oh. I think we lost them. Well... Always, as I say, always unscripted, always unedited. But cool. Well, there you have it. That was they were our guests. A couple of those people there were my relatives, so they were nothing like putting the family in front of the microphone or the microphone or the phone, as you say. But, let me give one try to see if we can get them back and get our last question. And then quickly move through the coffee scene this week. And we will be give the upcoming events for next week. God, I'm just driving right now.
Nope.
Hey, what happened? You guys dropped the phone in the toilet or what?
We're not quite sure. We're passing the... around here and it disappeared.
So quickly to finish up, best cup of coffee or any espresso coffee you ever had, where from? Quickly.
Well, this is Sarah, and I'm still quite a young coffee drinker here, so I can't really place my best cup yet. I'm learning.
Heather, and I'd probably have to say my best cup of coffee was in the United States. No, it wasn't from Guala. It wasn't in the United States. It was in Guadeloupe in the French Caribbean. It was at a little mom-and-pop type restaurant. So that has to be my favorite.
Very
so
nice.
Far.
All right.
Kristen's cup is the lack of...
Yes,
cup.
Yes. The anti-coffee, yes.
She said she'll take a good Diet Coke any day for a little caffeine kick. Hey, we have a question for you,
yes.
Moderator of the session. Our question is... there's things that Coke is coming out with, such as Coke Black, which is a half coffee, half cola / soda / pop, depending on what geographical region you're from. And we're wondering what your thought is on that kind of a
hybrid.
To tell you the truth, I haven't tried it yet. I've seen it on store shelves because I know they were testing it in certain markets in the U.S. For me personally, I haven't tried it yet, so I really don't have an opinion on the taste. I'm not a soda drinker. So, I don't drink soda that much. I'm not a big fan of the carbonation. But, I don't know. I would say I'd rather drink a cup of coffee or a nice shot of espresso rather than, having the Coke, the Coke taste mixed in with it or the carbonation or anything like that. So, yeah. But I'll have to try a bottle. And if anyone out there listening, if you have any comments about whether you liked it, if you've tried the Coke Black already, that's what they're talking about, the Coca-Cola Black, write in or call in and let us know. So have you guys tried it?
No. Oh, John has. Yeah, it's actually a lot better than it sounds. The two flavors actually go pretty well together. My only problem was the taste turned my stomach a little bit. It was good, but it just didn't agree with me, I guess you could say.
Was it kind of weird to have the coffee and the carbonation together, like those two things?
Yeah, I'd say, definitely part of it.
Would you give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I'd give it a thumbs up. My fellow coffee lovers, they all really enjoyed it. So I was kind of in the minority of being able to finish mine.
Very cool. All right. Well, I'm gonna sign off for you guys for now, and I'm gonna finish up the podcast. But thanks again, guys. There's five of you there, right? Six. Okay.
Six.
You gotta take a picture of yourselves, all six of y'all together with maybe with your phone or if someone has a camera, and email it to me, and I'll put it up on the website for this week as my interviewee this week. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
All right.
Thanks again, guys, for coming on the show.
Yeah. Hey.
All right, take care,
Nate.
Guys.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was definitely interesting, to say the least. You'll have to bear with me here. I'm still, I've never quite done a podcast while driving and interviewed someone on the phone at the same time. It's quite a task. But yeah, thanks again for tuning in. You're listening to the Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World. I'm actually still driving on exit 74 on Route 20 West, heading towards Atlanta in Georgia, the Peach State. So, quickly this week, we head off, as I told you last week, we're on break this week, headed out towards Iowa, and I've been visiting some friends in Augusta. So most of the coffee I tasted this week was in, I tasted two more places in Savannah, Georgia, and then two places in Augusta. Now, in Georgia last week, we talked about the coffee scene and what's out there in Savannah and what it has to offer. In Savannah, I was delightfully surprised. There were three really great places that I recommend checking out if you go there. The two places I checked out at the end of the week, one of them was is called Christie's Espresso Delights, and the other one was the Savannah Coffee Roasters Cafe. Just quickly here, let me flip over to it here. The Christie's Espresso Delights, the mocha latte there, it was blah. I've tasted good, and then I've tasted blah, and this was definitely blah. Had decent foam, but sad espresso taste, and the chocolate really wasn't that good. The chocolate tasted kind of gross as I drank more and more of the drink. I had a hard time finishing it. I would definitely not try it again. And it was served in an auto to go cup. So I gave the Christie's Espresso Delights a 2.4 beans for this week. Also, the Coffee Roasters Cafe there again in Savannah, non-remarkable on all the way around. It was a weak bean, just a weak taste. It had loose foam, and it was too milky, although it did have a nice sprinkling of cocoa powder on the top there. So I'd say this place is more in the business of selling flavored coffees rather than espresso drinks. So could order coffee, but not espresso there. So I gave them, and it was served in an auto-to-go cup, so I gave them a 3.0 beans. Now moving on to Augusta. Now a couple months ago, we played Augusta, and the coffee scene in Augusta, it's growing. There were a couple places downtown that I tried. There was a couple places right kind of the burbs and Evans and on the outside there. And there's not really too much happening in Augusta. Now there is one new place right out on the outskirts, Daily Grinds. And I tried them out they had literally been open 2 days last time I tried them out. And, so everything was new, and they were kind of, figuring the drinks out, the recipes and so forth. And, there was okay. So I did make a repeat visit to Daily Grinds, and I also tried R. Gabriel's, which was a new place for me. So the Daily Grinds, this time around, it was just too milky, basically, was my first impression of it. Like the last time I visited, it was an auto-to-go cup, and although this time they did ask about whipped cream, because last time they put auto whipped cream on there, you could hardly taste the espresso, which is definitely a downer, but it did have decent foam, but it was pretty much all milk and chocolate, so I gave them a 3.5 beans. So they're a new place though, and they're still figuring everything out. And the environment was definitely nice. They had all fresh flowers on the tables, and had some original art there on the walls, which is always a nice environment. And then the second place for this week was R. Gabriel's, which I hadn't visited before. R. Gabriel's very nice place. You walk in, and they have typical wireless internet, table chairs, the TV go on, and they actually had some espresso machines and French presses available for purchase, which was always a plus. But more importantly is the drink, and it was a nice drink. Surprisingly good foam. Espresso could have been a little better, a little stronger, and the chocolate was a little too strong. But it was a very decent chocolate taste. I would drink it again. So I gave them a 4.1 beans. And for the Augusta area, that I think would be your best bet right now in the Augusta area is R. Gabriel's right there in Evans, Georgia. So that about wraps it up for this week. Next week, we are going to be in Des Moines, Iowa. And, that's 2 weeks from now. Next week is Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Yeah, I gotta get my schedule straight. Cedar Rapids, Iowa next week. And the interviewee for next week is going to be a Cedar Rapids local. So, if you're listening in Cedar Rapids, it may be you for next week. So I'm gonna be interviewing a Cedar Rapids local, someone local in the coffee scene. Could be whoever I happen to meet next week. Could be a coffee shop owner, could be Joe Schmo walking down the street and has a coffee in his hand. So that'll be my guest for next week. So we'll be in Cedar Rapids, and then the week after that will be Des Moines, Iowa, and then we're actually headed over to the East Coast in New York and Massachusetts. So also, if you ever have any questions or comments, I'd be more than happy to hear from you. If you can send emails to bestmochalatte@podomatic.com. Hopefully you can understand that with my stuffy nose I have tonight with the cold. Bestmochalatte@podomatic.com, Or I have a call-in line there on my website. The website is bestmochalatte.podomatic.com. So if you go to the website, there's a number where you can call in there and leave a voicemail for me if you want. Or you can sing, or you can send poetry if you want. Nice poetry is good sometimes. I don't mind a nice poem every once in a while. So, yeah, so that is next week. So I will leave you with more music from Mod Dog. The music this week is called, I'm going to call it Ode to Pluto. As you all know, Pluto is no longer officially a planet. So this music is kind of spacey, kind of sad. So it's Ode to Pluto. So until next week, drink what you like and like what you drink. Take care. Bye. Thank you.